So I have some audio here that's that I want to play for you from Kennedy. So Kate Merrill had this story. Was it earlier this week or last week? I can't remember. But about these tunnel tours that they're doing.
Right. So it was the Boston Landmarks Commission, and they've sort of unearthed these old tunnels that used to house the T back in the day. And then when, you know, buildings changed and things changed, they rerouted. But they've unearthed a lot of these tunnels that have not seen anyone for years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they were doing tours yesterday and yesterday only. I think they were just trying to gauge some interest if they think people would like to see them in thousands.
Being that I am on the Charlestown Neighborhood Council, you know, I called it a fair through the mayor's office.
I appreciate that.
Yes, I
we
did what I could
it.
For
we
you,
get
Kennedy.
It. You're an elected
it's
official.
It's good to have somebody with that kind of power.
I don't think that's what got you in on the tour.
It is, actually. But in any event...
What is this first piece of audio, Kennedy?
Okay, so we get down there and they let you kind of go through the tunnel. You kind of enter in through one of the parking garages underneath City Hall. So that's where I was underneath City Hall and underneath the Dunkin' Donuts. That's at City Hall. If you can picture that in your head, I couldn't. But so we get down there and I mean, there's TV crews, there's newspaper guys with their notepads. It's all very serious.
Okay.
Serious news.
So they're asking him, you know, what is the dimensions of the trailers that were down here? You know what I mean? Stuff that I'm like, can I get to the real hard-hitting questions from Kennedy, please?
So can I ask you a question that has no basis in fact, or what these journalists are here to do today? The reason that I wanted to come is I saw a picture of one of these tunnels, and it looked like it had a lot of orbs in it, which I think means spirits or whatever. Mm-hmm. Have you guys had any sort of paranormal activity down here?
I've only been down here for about 20 minutes total. I haven't experienced anything
really?
Weird other than the space itself, but I haven't.
I feel like it's coming.
Thank you. I have a lot of people here.
I've been down here for 20 minutes. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so I'm just going to throw this out there to the Landmark Commission.
Yes.
Maybe get some affable tour guides.
Yeah, you need
who
somebody
can have
who does,
fun
like,
with people to, because right. Nobody wants to go to a dingy underground tunnel with Danny Downer.
I would like to recommend Salt for the
as
job.
As I say,
I would love to give tours.
This
down
was
there.
Sort of one of the guys, like, you know, one of the geeks behind the scenes that like was involved in all of this. So
sure.
It wasn't a tour just yet. You know what I mean? They haven't decided what they're going to do with it. I think there's a lot of interest. Thousands of people signed up for 100 spots. So
how many people were you down there with?
Probably 25.
Oh wow!
And it was,
how long were you down there?
We got to stay about a half hour, and it was.
Did you get some dunks?
I didn't. But it was cool. You got to like, you could sort
how far
of
underground are you? Do you know?
20. You were 20 feet. No, 20,
20 feet below what the parking garage would have been.
Yeah.
Like how close to the center feet. Of the earth were you?
Very far, okay. From my understanding.
Could you hear any of the trains or anything? Like rumblings
in the walls?
You really
couldn't hear anything. Everything was surrounded by dirt and then bricks and concrete and arched ceilings. And there were sort of these little things strewn about, you know, old pieces of scrap metal and lights that had fallen down. On one of the walls, somebody had written East Boston in sort of that old handwriting that our grandparents looked like.
Did you steal anything?
I didn't, but I took some really cool pictures. But it was really neat to be down there. And at one point, there was one area that was really dark. They hadn't lit up. So I decided to walk in there myself.
So I just got to go back kind of in a place that doesn't have any lights in it yet. And that was pretty cool to be. I feel like I want to spend time here, like, alone, though. All of these people. Too many people. It's kind of eerie, though.
So is it like a safe space?
I will tell you this, don't wear sandals down there.
Yeah, no.
I was in sandals and I was like, I haven't even started walking in and things were dripping on my head.
Yep. Did you have to wear a construction helmet or goggles?
No.
Or
no, uh-uh.
Probably
really?
Should have, though.
Did you have to sign a waiver?
Of course.
They didn't give you any safety gear, but they want you to sign a waiver.
They walked up to me and they go, can you sign? I'm like, sure. And they were like, do you want to know what's on it? I'm like, no, it's okay. No. I've signed like 800 of these in my life, really. My life is not my own anymore.
If the Dunkin' Donuts falls on me, so be it.
But I thought it was really cool. I would go back again and again if, you know, to learn more about, as they learn more about what's down there. It
how
was
far does
really
it go,
cool.
The tunnel you were in? Like
not
how long?
Very.
Was it a mile?
Maybe a football field. Mm-mm. Maybe. Maybe half a football field. Mm-hmm.
And did you go all the way to the end? So you
I did. Oh, you not did. Many people went all the way to the end because it wasn't lit back there. But that was the coolest part.
Right. Did you use a light on your phone or what'd you do?
A little bit, yeah. But you could see some of the lights from around the corner. So I took a bunch of pictures. No orbs.
No orbs, huh?
Wow.
I'll keep looking.
Okay.
The truth is out there.
That's cool.
Thank you for doing that for me. I really do appreciate it.
Well, they should get a guy dressed up as like a zombie or something like that. Throw him in
there. See, if they did the haunted house down there, I would be here for it.
I'm telling you, Salt would be a great host of that.
Welcome to the underground Boston.
Just standing around corners yelling at people. It would
over
be it.
Here, 14 people were murdered.
Over here, get an ice cold yes. regular.
You can get a collage.
We were underneath the Dunkin' Donuts.
Can
underneath.
I get a crawler?
A haunted multigrain instant oatmeal is in your future here at Dunk's Underground.
You know those tours will be sponsored by someone.
No.
They find somebody to sponsor it, they'll have that thing open 24/7.
We'd like to thank New Balance for being a part of the Underground Boston
I would be here
tour.
For it.
It's the
so
TD
cool.
Garden Bank Tunnel.
Yes. Get your commemorative shoes.
One of those coin machines.
We have the gift shop over here to the left.
Oh, yeah. There was no exiting through the gift shop yet. Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.